The rules stem from the so-called Job Creation Act that the state enacted this year. Various temporary rules have been in place, but now the DNR is ready with permanent versions of the law, except on the very controversial issue of docks and piers. The rules exempt many waterside projects from undergoing a detailed individual review. But DNR Water Division Administrator Todd Ames says so far there's been a good balance.
We've certainly streamlined the process. We've got over 50% of the permit requests that used to go through an individual permit process are now exempt from permitting or on a shorter 30-day permit time frame. While at the same time, we think we've got adequate protections for those larger projects that can have a potential to have an adverse impact on shorelines.
Environmental groups have been keeping a close watch on the rule package. Derek Shear of Clean Wisconsin says the Job Creation Act is flawed, and that affects the DNR rules.
We are doing things in our streams now, lakes and streams, under the Job Creation Act, that we don't have the oversight. The DNR no longer has the oversight. They no longer ask each time somebody is going to do a project, and so they don't get to recommend a better way to do it or a more appropriate way to do it.
Shear predicts shoreline grading that causes more erosion will be a major problem. Shear is happy the DNR proposal calls for various stakeholders to review the waterfront project rules over the next year. Public comment on the piers rule has been extended for another 9 days. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.